knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes to footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme to our quiet dancing able. We're off from mad in Camelot. We sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the 23rd day of May. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. We'll be joined we'll have Dave Hodges at the bottom of the hour for only half an hour. He has another obligation. I have not heard from Steve Bannoun yet. I'm hoping he will join us. And the prepper tip of the day, this may be interesting for Jeff also, is dealing with poison ivy. Two products, I don't sell them, but you can get them at most pharmacies and Amazon. One to use before exposure to poison ivy and poison oak. It's IVX. It's India Victor Yankee X-ray IVX. You smear that on the areas that are exposed. And then following exposure, the second product you put on the exposed areas after exposure to poison ivy or poison oak, Tech New. That's Tango Echo Charlie, November Uniform. Spread that on the areas that were exposed to poison ivy, poison oak, before you take your shower. Poison ivy and poison oak can be very, very debilitating. And it looks like we're now joined also by Dave Hodges a little bit early. That's great. Dave's website is The Common Sense Show. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, guys. We have so many issues.
And John, I'm sorry. I hope you got my message. I got to transport my wife to her surgery this morning, so I'm only going to be on for about 20 minutes.
Okay, well, we'll focus on Dave first, and since Jeff can spend more time with us. Well, Kerry Lake in Arizona is back in the news. Apparently, a judge throughout Kerry Lake's argument that since only 3 seconds per signature verification was spent, that they couldn't possibly have been verified properly. What's going on there, Dave?
Well, the fix is in. I could have told you that before we started, and God bless Kerry Lake for saying anything and doing anything about this, but as the Breaker report that I've referenced a couple of times on the show has pointed out, you don't know what judge is on the take from the cartel, China, so forth and so on. That's been well established. Over 20,000 affidavits speak to this, and you can't find a judge that gets assigned a case where you're going to have any objectivity whatsoever. And so I would say this is not surprising, and I'm going to say this again. I'm going to be part of a second state movement when it gets started here in Arizona. We're in the planning stages now, and I believe Paul Preston's got the right idea in California in his 51st state movement, and Paul right now is using an affidavit process to get rid of several corrupt officials based on election fraud and impropriety. And when they get exposed to this affidavit process, then rather than face any potential legal consequences or exposure publicly, these people are simply resigning. And this is what we have to do. We have to take out the people who are the criminals that are controlling the elections. I don't know if it's going to be enough to turn the tide, but right now, short of revolution, this is the only thing that's open to the people. Because if the other side, the left, and that means the Rhino Republicans as well as the Democrats, they're all the same, because in Arizona, the last election was stolen more by the GOP leadership than it was the Democrats. So I don't know if that's going to be enough to set the tide of voter fraud to get honest elections. But I will tell you this, John, if we don't do something like this, the only option for change is revolution. Without an election, you do not have a democratic republic. you have a dictatorship run by Bolshevik ideologies. And this is what we have right now in America. This is a defeated and occupied nation.
Well, the state governments duplicate what's at the federal level. We have three branches, executive, legislative, and judicial. In the case of Arizona, it looks like all three branches, at least to a certain extent, have been captured and compromised by the enemies, haven't they?
Oh, absolutely. The Speaker of the House of Arizona, Ben Thoma, who led the charge to get rid of Liz Harris that we talked about in previous shows, they had an election integrity committee, but you're not allowed to talk about election integrity or they will kick you out of office. And Ben Thoma is prominently mentioned as a person of concern for integrity, honesty with regard to elections, and taking potential payoffs. And I've invited Mr. Thoma to come on my show. I want him to defend why those accusations are there and give him his say. And he has one more week to comply to my request, or I'm going to begin to proceed in the media as if this is fact, since he doesn't want to answer the allegations. And he went on local news media after Liz was expelled from the Arizona representative, and he said, basically, in effect, we'll get rid of anybody who challenges our elections. And then, of course, they had to have a special election to nominate three people for the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to choose Liz's successor. Well, she ran in that special election against two other candidates, and she got 3 out of 4 votes. So the issue on May the 5th went before the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to choose one of the three nominees. Now, remember, Liz got 3 out of 4 votes. And what they all said was, anyone who dares to say that these elections are not free and fair cannot hold office. And so they didn't follow the will of the people from Legislative District 13. They picked the candidate that they could most control who got the least amount of votes. This is how criminal this system is here. They're not even hiding it now with the criminality. And Supervisor Bill Gates from Maricopa County, Stephen Reicher, the county clerk and recorder, and a guy named Valenzuela, forget the first name, he's in charge of the elections in Maricopa County. They attended a meeting sponsored by Mark Zuckerberg last week, and it was covered by Laura Loomer. She caught him in the act holding a secret conference with officials from other states about election integrity. And given their behavior here in Arizona, in other words, what they're planning to do, John, is stay one step ahead of the burning bridge of public perception, because the public here in Arizona, I'd say half the people already would tell you, the elections here are crooked, and they are staying one step ahead of the burning bridge by planning on how to steal the next election. Imagine. And that's why I come back to this. We do not have fair elections in this country, and I don't care what label these people want to throw on me. I don't care about the harassment. In fact, let me give you one piece of harassment I just went through two days ago. Right. A lieutenant colonel, his name's Peter McMillan, contacted me, and he has taken out paperwork with his organization to recall the illegitimate governor, Katie Hobbs. And he wanted my support, and he wanted my advice, because I'm pretty well known here in Arizona as someone who's on the election fraud investigative group. And so I said to him, okay, let's talk on Sunday night, and we agreed at 9 p.m. At 9 p.m., my wife and I are in our bedroom, sitting in our chairs, and my phone is 3 feet away from me. It's turned on, and I'm waiting for Peter to call me at 9 p.m. He didn't call. At least I didn't think he did. Right. And I thought, that's odd. So about 5 after, I pick up my phone to look at it, and there was a text message on there sent from me. It said, cannot talk now. I'll call you later. And then Peter responded, sure. I did not send that text message. That phone was 3 feet away from me. It was turned on. So I called Peter and I explained to him what happened. And he said, Dave, when I called you, the phone didn't even ring. It went straight to your voicemail. And then I got this text while I was trying to leave you a voicemail message. This is an example of the electronic interference and fraud that I'm going through. And this happens on my shows. If I'm on a broadcast with Doug Thornton, former DHS agent, and the Doug and Dave Intel Report, it's not uncommon for us to have music piped in over our broadcast. The last time it happened, it was the theme from the NFL. So this is the harassment we can expect. They're coming forward now with new legislation. Senator Bennett out of Colorado has a bill to basically give into the hands of five appointed people by Biden to control what you can and cannot put on the internet. And it carries civil and criminal penalties, and it's much more detailed than the Restrict Act. So what they're going to do is harass us individually, like I'm going through. They are going to legislate us out of being able to express our opinions so they can continue encircling and engulfing this country with their communist ideologies.
That brings up something. A friend of mine, he and his wife escaped Czechoslovakia under cover of darkness 25 years ago. And he said, more than 25 years ago, it was the mid-1980s. Anyway, he said, and he told me this 22, 23 years ago, he says, John, the internet will destroy the New World Order, or the New World Order will destroy the internet. There's not going to be any in between. Let's do a segue here. And by the way, I got a note from Steve Bannoun. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. There's a report, and I think you've reported on this, Dave. Sergeant-at-Arms at the U.S. Senate has offered satellite phones to all U.S. senators, and about 50 of them have accepted. What do you know about that?
Interesting you'd say that. I just did a radio broadcast with Doug Thornton last night on that, and it's going to air tomorrow. Yes, 50 senators, from what we understand, have accepted the sat phones. The sat phones were offered to all 100 senators. So that is actually a very factual report. I guess they don't care much about the representatives, because I haven't heard an equivalent thing happening over in the House. But there's a story that dovetails with this that has me greatly concerned. We have massive amounts of missing ammonium nitrate. And if people say, well, what's the big deal about that, Dave? Well, that's what Timothy McVeigh and friends used to bring down the Oklahoma City Federal Building back in the Clinton administration. And the reason you'd have a sat phone is because your cell phone's not going to work. Now, there's only really two possibilities that jump out at me. One would be a nuclear war with possible EMP spinoffs would take out the cell phone, or a direct attack upon the grid in multiple locations and as many millions of illegals as we're letting into the country, especially young military men who are traveling together with no women, no children. It's not hard to imagine that we have a large fifth column force in this country, and one of their missions will be to take down the grid, hence the need for sat phones for the senators. And well, maybe ammonium nitrate will be part of that equation.
Possibly. I don't want to get too going on too many rabbit trails, but going back to the sat phones and the senators, it might be helpful to find out which 50 senators accepted the phones, don't you think?
Yeah, and why the other 50 would not. That's very curious to me, too. We raised that question in our broadcast, and we don't know the answer. But well, there's also something significant on why the Senate was offered this and not the House. And who's the biggest thorn in the side for the Biden administration? It's the House.
Well, also, a friend of mine, he was a congressman. He's now deceased, Todd Akin, U.S. congressman. He was an engineer. He said, John, and when he was in the Missouri legislature, we never have any on our committees in the Missouri House. We never have any Democrats. They stay away from any committee that has to do with technology or engineering. They simply don't get on those committees. So fast forward to getting or not getting sat phones. It may be a fair statement that most Democrats don't understand technology and therefore don't know why they would or would not even need such a thing. Would that be a fair statement?
I think that's more than a fair statement. That is curious behavior. You know, I don't think it's a grand conspiracy that goes all the way to every individual Democratic senator or down to the House of Representatives at the state level. I think they're just following orders. You know, John, I've come to the conclusion when you're talking about the New World Order, the people that really understand what the agenda is and what it's about are very small in number. And then the next compartmentalized group would be the people that somewhat know the direction we're going, but they're made to administrate things like the WEF, for example, or the World Health Organization. And then below that are the people that just like the money that comes their way for following directions. So I don't think all the people involved in this communist takeover of this country really directly understand the implications for what's going to happen to them and their kids. And they don't really understand what the overall philosophy is. They just know that they like the paycheck that comes their way for being cooperative.
A paycheck and a status, you know, There's a lot of status, of course.
That's true. And also, to the promise of getting reelected and getting that extra help from crooked voting machines.
Roger that. We got a caller here, gentlemen. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, John. Hey, Dave, as far as alternative media is concerned and conservative media, I believe conservative and alternative media will be aged out of the market, because I've been calling into talk shows for almost 30 years, and I've been listening to talk shows, and most of the callers are older people. When I was a member of the John Birch Society for 1 year, most of the people at these meetings were older people when I was in my 20s. So demographically, that in Massachusetts anyways, the conservative demographic is being aged out, and the communists are getting younger and younger and younger, which is very chilling, because I like demographics. And speaking of demographics, the illegals coming into this country, if you're from a communist or socialist country, how can you even afford to come to America except sell your soul to the snakeheads and the coyotes? In other words, the people coming here are fully funded by their governments, or they're a biological attack by the governments because they're dumping their worst people here, a la Mariel Boatlift, 1980 in Cuba. In other words, when you look at demographic shifts, we're heading in a very bad direction. And in fact, when people in the Patriot community tell people in places like my state to just come down south or Midwest, there's a huge block of people that can't do it, because everything in the Northeast is all about clout and connections. So in other words, to make the money as patriots, you have to have the clout to make the money. And if you're living in a place like Massachusetts, if you have no clout, you're out. You're not making the money, because since 1993, with the imposition of GATT and NAFTA under Clinton, after what I call the revolution, the whole manufacturing infrastructure got gutted out. So regular people can't make any money. So if you're in McDonald's, you're screwed. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think your knowledge of history is pretty good. I'm speaking to the Tea Party of Arizona tomorrow night, and I'd say the average age is going to be between 60 and 65, so you're correct. But I'm not really that concerned about it in terms of its effect on preserving our Constitution, because the move that's going to come against America and its finality is going to come way before mortality will have a chance to become a big factor. So I think that things are going to happen very quickly. Listen, these people know they've lost the information war. These people also know that America's waking up in greater numbers, and some of that is spreading to the younger people. They have to make their move now. It's really a now or never proposition. And as far as the people coming here and how they're afford to come here, well, first of all, they're getting them off to a jump start. And I'll just quote Doug Thornton from former DHS, who's my broadcast partner. Doug said he attended briefings when he was at the border, also in Portland, when they talked about immigration. And he said, in part, they're funding it directly from our Social Security funds. So money that's set aside for you and me, that's supposed to be good now through 2030, could soon be depleted because that money is being misused. Other sources' money is being misused, too. And I got to tell you, the transport of these people to the interior is very, very expensive. And I want to make a statement here, too, from my good friends in Texas. Governor Abbott is a piece of crap. If you think that he's helping America by sending illegals to New York and Michigan and all these sanctuary states and cities, I would say you're mistaken. He should be having his guard down on the border, stopping people from coming in as best they can and force a confrontation. In fact, the goal, I mentioned either earlier, Peter McMillan, retired lieutenant colonel here in Arizona, has taken out recall papers against Governor Katie Hobbs, and the basis is on the border. And he's gone to the National Guard now and said, you have regulations you can follow irrespective of the governor to stop the inflow, and they won't even talk to him. So all right. The fix is in. You're right. John, on that note, I've got to run, my friend. So,
well, thank you for calling.
Wish my wife luck. I'll see you back here next time.
Prayers for you and your wife. Thank you, sir. Okay. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113, drinksupertea.com.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Tuesday, the 23rd of May. The Memorial Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 29th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. And go ahead and place your order at my website using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, and it's 800-592-9543. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. One or two excellent articles written per week. His books for sale at Amazon. Is Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every video or article where they can contribute to keep the site going.
And I encourage people to do that. Our next caller is Laura in Michigan. Good morning, Laura.
Add on, okay. You're talking about the satellite phones. Ammonium nitrate, and then here we had this guy run the barricade, and conveniently the Nazi flag came out of his truck. A nice photo op.
Right.
So you got people thinking, okay, this Nazi white guy, and U-Haul truck, they equate with Tim McVeigh and all that. I think it's just all fits. That's part of it. That's part of the PSYOP.
It may very well be. It may very well be.
And also, I disagree. I do not believe that there's enough ammonium nitrate to blow up the Murrow building. That was, they were putting C4
on those big beams
inside the building.
No, they...
Because Lady saw them putting something she thought looked like sticks of butter hooked to the beams. That was right. C4.
Yeah, Air Force General Parton, a bona fide explosives expert, he produced a video. It's the time we had videotapes. A videotape for every member of Congress saying the following. His analysis was that what they said happened could not have happened, and he was asking Congress to preserve the crime scene so that independent experts could go in there and analyze it. That was all he was asking. Preserve the crime scene so that independent experts could analyze the crime scene. And, of course, that wasn't done. Anything else, Laura?
I know Terry Nichols, the Nichols family. Terry's been in prison all this time for conspiracy. He's got a life sentence for conspiracy. He wasn't there. Wasn't even there.
Well, he wouldn't need to be part of the conspiracy.
Lawrence, but, Colorado.
Right. Now, the whole thing is a sham, and I don't want to dwell on it too long. Anything else, Laura?
Yeah, I just thought that all fit together. They got people thinking now, you know.
U-Haul
truck, Nazi flag. It's got to be a white guy doing this, you know. And now they can pull off whatever they want to pull off. Okay,
we
thank you for listening to me.
Okay, thank you for the call, Laura. Well, Jeff, we've got a few minutes before the break. Bottom of the hour break, we'll be joined by Steve Bannoun. Sounds like, from what I can tell, most of the third hour is going to be your hour, sir. But do you have any quick thoughts on the Russians capturing the city of Bakhmut, sir?
Yeah, it's not even a meaningful strategic place. It was something that Wagner Group could effectively attack. They wanted to be able to do this, and the Ukrainians decided to stay, and because it was the attrition rate was favorable to them. That's the only reason the Ukrainians decided to hold it. The Russians are using outmoded tactics and strategies, which are costing them very dearly in terms of men. So that now everyone is expecting a Ukrainian offensive, not a Russian one, because the Russians have basically exhausted the 300,000 men that they raised in the fall. Of course, many of them deserted, so we don't know exactly how many they had, but they've gone through them, and the demoralization in the Russian army is serious and extensive. We don't know how much their Russians are faking or pretending to be worse off than they are, because they want the Ukrainian attack to fail. My expectation is that the Russians think they can hold if they can trap the Ukrainians, or they can bait them. And so that's what we're doing. The Ukrainians are not going to be baited. They're being pushed by NATO to attack early, or pushed by the Biden administration to attack early. They're not going to do that. They're going to hold off and wait for the best moment. Many military experts believe that they will have some kind of success, whether they'll have total success or not. Their aim will probably be to split the Russian line in half, cut off Crimea, and trap the Russian forces in Kherson, east of the river, east of the Dnieper River, and basically break into Crimea. That would be the ultimate victory for Ukraine. So we'll see if they can achieve that or not.
Okay. We're about an hour break. I think we'll have Steve Bannoun with us. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you meet it. You feel it coming. Creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the Ed Griffin Red Pill Expo event in Des Moines, Iowa, the second weekend of August. If you want to be there, you need to make your reservations. It will be a fun event. I look forward to meeting many of you there. It'll be a lot of fun. My Memorial Day sale of energy cleaners is in effect right now until midnight the 29th, Memorial Day. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You want to place your order, just do that at my website using PayPal. You place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. The same thing if you call my toll-free order line. That's 800-592-9543. At the moment, we have with us Jeff Nyquist. Mr. Benoon has not called in yet. I expect he will soon. And we'll take your questions, calls, and comments at 512-248-8252. Jeff, our next caller is Amit in Massachusetts. Good morning, Amit. Go ahead, Amit. Hello, Amit.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Mr. Moore, and good morning, gentlemen. I hope I can be heard. I'm calling just to state that Jeff, who called from Massachusetts a few minutes ago, has a lot of truth that the conservatives would be aged out. There are two ways to look at that. The first is, I think, a concept from Soviet Russia or something like that, that I think their position was that now we have your children in school, so it doesn't matter what the parents are because they will die out. And the second is that consider your own age, that is, each member of the panel himself. I'm making some assumptions, that is, each is at least 55. And I know Mr. Moore is 74 or so. So what I'm trying to say is that I'm saying this because I'm a first generation immigrant, maybe a 14th Amendment citizen. So when you have been born and raised in this country and to realize how things are going on, so as getting that red pill or Matrix movie, then you can assume what will happen to people who are new or born today or youth of today. They will just not have the depth of understanding you have. So, yes, we will all be aged out, and that's what I wanted to say, that just consider your own age and the time it took to take that red pill. That's all. Thank you again for taking my call.
Thank you for the call, Amit. We appreciate it. Any follow-up on Amit's call before we move on here, Jeff?
Well, yeah, there's a generational shift. The people who have the old understanding of the old America are dying. That's the problem, what I saw when I was in education. Both my master teachers were Marxists. They told me to study Marx. If I wanted a future in education, I needed to know Marx. They were part of the Marxist educational movement, which is really the curriculum in our schools comes out of the Soviet Union. So they were not succeeding. In other words, when I was teaching school, there would be communist teachers in the classroom, but the kids would not, in the 1980s, the high school seniors were not buying it. They weren't buying into it. There was even a savvy among the younger people. They knew enough. But now, in the last 20 years, that somehow changed, and young people are accepting socialist ideas. So, yeah, we're aging out, and the young people and the older leftists are going to come into dominance. What will happen then is a tremendous shock, because massive destruction of the economy, massive social disorder, will then be exploited by the overseas communists, the Chinese and the Russians. And this is easily foreseeable. The longer they wait, they're in a hurry, because it's a race to the bottom, I would call it. Once you have the ideas that don't have the sophistication of the past, once they take over, you have a catastrophe. And you either have a rush back to the old ideas, or you just simply collapse back into the Middle Ages, in which case you end up with the old ideas. So you're going to end up back into a normal kind of situation in so many decades or years anyway. It's just a matter of how much death and destruction you have because you've adopted these quote-unquote nice-sounding, humane new ideas. That's just I've talked and written about this many times, but we're headed for the crisis, and it's generational is part of the communist advance. They go after the kids.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jeff. Our next caller is Chris in Virginia. Good morning, Chris.
Yeah. Hello. Can you hear me, guys?
Go ahead. We hear you fine.
Jeff, hey, Jeff, so I take it you disagree with, maybe, are you familiar with Scott Ritter and Colonel Doug McGregor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've listened to them quite a bit. Scott Ritter is a person who used to be a tough arms control inspector. He went to Russia, and he somehow ended up marrying a Russian citizen and coming back. He's been convicted for pedophile-related crimes. I think he was given three years for that. So, you know, I look at that and I think, what in the heck is going on with him changing his sort of reputation and his perspective to a pro-Russian perspective and a pro-anti-American perspective after all this? I think there's some kind of history there. As far as Douglas McGregor, I don't understand him. I've talked to him personally. I've had long conversations with him. I've interviewed him when I had a radio show. Look, all you have to do is look at all of his statements from the beginning of the war. And he's been wrong. He said on day 10 of the war that the war was going to be over in 10 days and the Russians were going to win. He was saying last spring the Russians are just killing the Ukrainians. And then in the fall they're killing them. And then he poo-pooed the Ukrainian counteroffensive in September. And it was every turn the Ukrainians are losing. They're just being wiped out by the Russians. Well, here we are, you know, what is it, 15 months later, and the Ukrainians are getting ready for a big offensive. I mean, Douglas McGregor has been factually wrong, and his military analysis has been wrong from the very beginning of the war. How can anyone even listen to the man? I don't understand it. I don't understand. He's destroyed his credibility. But if people continue to blot out the actual reports of what's happening and the actual military situation, then they, you know, they can listen to that. But I don't know why Douglas McGregor is doing this, because he had a pretty good reputation as a military analyst before the war.
John, can I ask you, if we're not going to go to the mainstream media for information, right, where do we go? Where are you getting these numbers and where are you getting this information? We obviously can't get it from the mainstream media.
No, I have my own sources, and look, there's you know, if you have connections in Ukraine and connections with people who have been in Russia, and I followed Russia very closely. I've worked with defectors and people that are actually in Russia and over the past 20 years. You develop a network of information about what's really going on, and the thing is that the mainstream media is not wrong about everything. Right. You can't say if the mainstream media says that the weather is clear and there's no clouds, you don't automatically say they're lying and there's clouds. There's things they do get right. And there's things about.
So they're
the
right
left.
About Ukraine. So they're right about Ukraine.
You basically look at Sean Hannity is on the same side as he's pro-Ukrainian. I mean, you don't. This is cuts across there. I just listened to a leftist this morning on internet who was just livid that the people in the mainstream in the West have gone against Russia, and he's a far leftist. He was, you know, against America in the Vietnam War and everything. He says, how can they be against Russia? How can they be for Ukraine? This is terrible. So you have people on the far left and that, are you sure you want to be on the same side as the Communist Party USA? Is that what you want to be? And the thing is, because a big chunk of the left in the mainstream center was not so under control of the communist movement that they actually went against Russia is a positive sign. I mean, everybody that I know that other military analysts who are conservatives like me are amazed that in Europe and in America you've got this instinctual reaction against Russian aggression. But we're also very worried that conservatives are buying Russian propaganda. Russia is a communist country, not in the sense that they're teaching their people communism anymore because they won't accept it, but the elite is 70% Soviet. They're trying to put the Soviet Union back together. They're trying to reinstate the dictatorship of communism. Look, Russia gave 25 million tons of wheat to Cuba, and the Cuban communist government thanked them here. This is the second year in a row, massive wheat shipments to Cuba. Russia's building military bases in Nicaragua, a communist-led country by Sandinista Daniel Ortega. There's Russian troops in Caracas, Venezuela, along with Chinese troops defending that communist regime. The Russians are supporting every communist regime in sub-Saharan Africa, and they are receiving artillery shells from North Korea. And they're aligned with communist China. You have to look at the big picture. Russia is part of the communist bloc. Putin pretends to be a Christian and a nationalist to try to win over right-wingers in Europe and in the United States. It's a game. It's a deception game. And at least the center-left in the West and Europe have caught on to it. I wish my friends, my conservative friends, would understand this.
What about our government? Isn't it totally and utterly corrupt?
Yeah, all governments are corrupt. You got to understand that everything's a mixed bag here. You've got absolute dictatorships, absolute control by a small coterie of Marxists in Beijing. And you've got the same thing holding on to power in Russia. When the Soviet Union collapsed, they kept power. They just couldn't say they were communists anymore. And so you have this giant strategy that the communist world is using. The special services of Russia are still working with the communists here. The communists have penetrated the Democratic Party. There's been corruption in the Republican Party, too. But the communists are trying to take over this country. But the problem is, you got to understand how the communist movement works. There's very few communists. They win people over who aren't communists. They make this bigger tent. The communist movement mostly consists of useful idiots, people who've been carried along by it because they have been manipulated by different narratives. And they would like to capture the right. You had very famously had Lyndon LaRouche, who was a teacher of Marxism-Leninism in the 60s, whose dream was to create a right-wing communist movement in America. He started out in 1971 working with the KGB to create the U.S. Labor Party. And so the communists, Moscow has always conceived this idea, you know, we could make a right-wing populist communist movement in America and in Europe, and we could take them over from the right. And these are very sophisticated people in Moscow and Beijing. And so they can use right-wing or left-wing ideologies to try to roll our country over. And what is, you know, when you have somebody corrupt like Biden, who has been aligned with Moscow for years, you go back and you read the Bukovsky file, which is Central Committee documents, one from the Soviet Union about Biden talking to the Central Committee and saying, look, I'm really on your side, but I have to pretend to be against you. And you've got things like, look at what the Democrats did. They were supporting Russia. They had to remember the Russian reset, remember Uranium One deal, remember they forked out $3 billion to make the Russian Silicon Valley. And then all of a sudden, Obama gets caught on a hot mic talking to President Medvedev, tell Vladimir Putin, that I'm going to give him what he wants in the arms control talks. I just got to get elected one more time. I mean, you could go back on the internet, you could play that over and over again.
That's right.
He gets caught on that hot mic, and what does Obama do? Within a year, Obama is anti-Russia. And all the whole Democratic Party, like some drill sergeant said, about face, they all turned around, they were all anti-Russian. In the next election, they accused a Republican of being a Russian puppet. So we can't end up believing them and then going the opposite way of them, because we'll fall into the trick. It's like a reverse psychology game they've played on us. And it's really sophisticated. I mean, the Russians are the masters, and the communists are the masters of psychological warfare. And we just have to be more sophisticated than to just...
What about the Nord Stream pipeline?
What's that?
What about the Nord Stream pipeline? What's your...
Well, you know, there's these Scandinavian journalists who, when the war started, they noticed that there were cable cuts of internet cables into Norway, into Sweden, and so forth. So they started tracking Russian ships, Russian fishing trawlers. Well, guess what they found? And it's being blocked by the mainstream media in some places. But what they found was the Russian special operations ships that runs the submarines and the divers that do the bombing of pipelines, they have documented, and you can go on Scandinavian media in Copenhagen. The group started by a Copenhagen, his name was Nils, he was a Copenhagen journalist, a Danish journalist. He got together with Norwegian, he formed a group, and they were out at sea tracking these Russian ships when they caught that special operation ship right over the pipeline where it was blown. And they've documented it, and they're starting to get a little bit of traction, but nobody wants to hear it. And you can find their podcasts online. But because they're in English, they've done it in English. And they're trying to get people to realize you got to investigate this. The Russians did it. And right now in Germany, the allies of the Russians in Germany have arranged to build all new pipes. They're all standing by. And there is minute they can get Germany to flip, Germany's going to go right back in there and put that pipeline together fast. And then Russia's going to get Germany on their side.
Well, Jeff, your perspective is rare. So,
yes,
I appreciate
because everybody goes with the narrative. See, I'm the odd man out because I'm trying to figure it out for real.
Well, if you're right, it needs to get out. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Chris, thank you for the call. We have another break. We got some callers on hold. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir. All
right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see, Jeff. Looks like our next caller is Patty in Florida again. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. This may sound like really out there, but I've been hearing about a lot of, you know, the Dom's deep underground military bases, But aside from that, you know, like ancient caverns, and you had just mentioned that Bakhmut isn't such a central place, but I can't recall exactly where, because I've been listening to some various things all over the place recently. And I'm very interested on these things going on underground. Like all those labs, a lot of that was underground. What can you share about battles going on underground? And to you, John, what about all these underground things going on in America that our taxpayer dollars have paid for? And God forbid there's nuclear. How do we have access to what our tax dollars have paid for? And I'll just listen to what you have to say.
I'll go first.
I heard there's a whole lot of battles going on underground over there in that Bakhmut. Okay.
I'll go first and let Jeff do a follow-up. The U.S. government has built extensive and very expensive underground shelters. My friends who have access to them, they call them hotels. And regular taxpayers are not going to have access to them. That's just simply not going to happen. I don't want access. I don't trust the engineering myself. Jeff, your follow-up as to Patty's inquiry.
Yeah, Bakhmut has no... The town has been destroyed by bombardment. And it's not a big town. It's not a strategically located town. It's not a particularly important place to make a big deal out of. The Russians picked it symbolically to make a big deal out of it. The Ukrainians, you know, Western military experts said, you shouldn't defend it, just give it up, it's worthless. But the Ukrainians saw the ways in which the Russian troops were attacking. They could destroy the Russian troops more easily that way. And so they decided to hold the position because the battleground was favorable to them destroying a good many Russian troops, which they did. There is no... This story about labs, this is Russian propaganda. No serious person believes there are labs. This story about labs, this is completely concocted. If there were such a thing, if there were labs making biological weapons to wipe out the Slavic people of Russia genetically, that would be wiping out the Ukrainians and the Poles and other Slavic people that are on our side of the line. And not only that, but Russia has not presented any evidence to the United Nations. If there was evidence of such a thing, the Russians would have presented it already. But they haven't.
All right. Patty, thank you for your call. We have top hour break. We got to pause and hold. We'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.